the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, the weekend's almost here. This thing's flying by, and we got a party tomorrow to attend. So let's have some fun. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you are so inclined, you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Join the folks there. Get in the chat room. Put your comments there. If they're any good, they'll get read. And it's a Thursday. Man, I'm ready for the weekend. And one more night of sleep, and we'll have Friday. How good is that?
That's good.
What's going on, man?
Sports, stuff like that, man. Ready to get into this one? Boy. I am afraid to say that, much like yesterday, I don't care that much about sports. There's some we'll actually talk today because we're getting late in the week so we can talk some football.
Yeah, and we really haven't gone over the lines yet.
There's just not
like
a lot going on that tickles my fancy.
You have a fancy?
Yes. I'll show you during the break.
No, that's okay.
I'll show you my fancy.
You don't need to share. But, I don't know. I had fun talking serial killers yesterday. I had so much fun.
Well, we can't do it every day.
I know. I went back and watched Citizen X again last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was as good as I remember. I hadn't seen it in years, though. So
that's what you decided to do for your birthday.
Well, it wasn't really the intent. We were supposed to go out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to put any blame on anyone or say anything bad about anyone in particular, but she had an HOA meeting and I was supposed to meet up with her after that. And apparently the meeting went 4 hours. So by the time she got home, I was already asleep. So I sat home and watched Citizen X again and drank some of the great beer that you guys brought me and hung out with the pets.
All right.
But I'm going to go out tonight with some friends and
do
steak night and that kind of stuff. But yeah, so it was a very quiet birthday, and it wasn't anything that could be helped. But you know, maybe don't schedule a meeting on my husband's birthday.
It would be nice.
Yeah, it seems like maybe you'd put a little effort into it.
Yeah.
But oh well. But yeah, I just hung around and watched that again, and because I just got fired up talking about it yesterday, so I wanted to see it again. And it was every bit as good as I remember. So.
Well, as you know, you and my wife share a birthday. I didn't think it was a great idea to ask my wife to watch a serial killer movie on her birthday.
Yeah, that's probably not the best idea. But, oh well. But there really wasn't much sport to watch last night either.
No, there was not. Unless you count Gonzaga, North Carolina.
Well, yeah, I saw a few minutes of that, and that was all I needed to see.
That was my biggest college basketball play of the year.
Yeah, I know you were talking about that 2 days ago. You were just waiting for the number to come up.
The number came out at 10. It ended up closing, I want to say, at 14.5. And depending on what number you got, you were a happy man because North Carolina hit back-to-back garbage time threes, like in literally the last 5 seconds of the game, to cut it to 13. But it didn't affect my number, so it was a happy day for the Hoffman house.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
yeah, you got it. You were on the right end of it.
Yeah.
So I
almost won enough to pay for my wife's birthday dinner.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Almost.
Almost. One of those.
Right. Well. I won enough to pay for mine last night because it didn't cost me anything.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I just had leftovers. It was great. The I do have some sportsy stuff for you.
Okay.
We don't get into recruiting much, but did you see what happened to USC?
I did not.
USC's recruiting class ranked number 77 in the country, one spot below Bowling Green.
Oh, my.
So needless to say, Trojan Nation is melting down now.
I would say so. That's, I mean.
Last in the Pac-12.
Oh, imagine not being able to recruit to USC.
Yeah, and they didn't get any kids out of California that were worth a damn. Like the stud quarterback wanted to go there, and apparently they didn't recruit him hard enough. And I don't remember where he went. I think Clemson. Yeah, he's like.
Oh, Clemson, who has the number one class after years and years. Like, they've built this monster with, like, outside the top 10 classes every year. And now they've got the best recruiting class they've ever had. That's scary.
Yeah. He's done a great job there.
He really has.
Because he was winning with guys he was developing into great players. Now he's getting great players and developing those. And, you know, that's a hell of a program. And it'll be interesting to see who wins more over the next 5 years, him or Saban. That's pretty much the only race going on between in college football right now, which of these programs wins more. But, yeah, the top quarterback in the class chose Clemson, even though he wanted to go to USC and stated his family was full of USC fans. He says the Trojans didn't recruit him that hard.
Just didn't put in the work.
Yeah. He was the top quarterback in the 2020 class.
Man, he wanted to go to USC.
Yeah. And wound up at Clemson.
I mean, I guess Clay Helton's been so worried about not getting fired.
Yeah. That's just, yeah, it's hard to believe. And like I said, recruiting's not that big of a deal to me, but something like that, or you've got a program that there's no excuse for Bowling Green to have better recruits than you. So.
Does this change or does it solidify your belief in USC as, it, like, in the bowl game? Like, do you think that this will have any impact on how they play? Because I would imagine.
I don't think so, because it's not like.
If you're a young guy, like you're a freshman or a sophomore, and you hear that Bowling Green had a better recruiting class than us, doesn't that kind of take the wind out of your sails?
Maybe, but it also might say, hey, you know what? Just means that I'll have a job next year. So I'm going to play hard to keep my job.
I like Iowa anyway in that bowl game. I might like them more now, because I feel like that whole program is just in shambles if that's happening.
Yeah, well, and they kept Clay Helton.
And Graham Harrell.
Yeah, well, at least he did a good job.
Agreed.
But how do you not, I mean, I just don't see how you can't get anybody there.
That's wild. I've always said USC is one of those places. USC, Texas, Florida, these are schools that, because they are the traditional power school in the states, and LSU is probably in that category too, in the states that have the best kids.
Yeah.
I mean, if you told me I could have kids from California, Texas, Florida, and Louisiana against the other 46 states, I don't even think the game would be close. I mean, the amount of talent that's produced in those four states is ridiculous compared to the rest. And I know you'll hear some people tell you about Ohio and Pennsylvania. Okay, you can have them. You take them.
My guys will be faster than yours.
I'll take guaranteed. These kids from the coast, from either the South Coast or the West Coast. And the fact that all of those schools, with the exception of LSU, have kind of gone into hard times. And I mean, I guess LSU did for a while. But it seems like those schools should just be almost like recession-proof. Yet, they've all gone through it. And I just don't understand how it can happen. You've got to have the wrong people at the helm if that's happening.
Well, and don't you feel like they have the wrong people at the helm? I mean, I like the guy, but I don't think he's a good football coach. And, yeah, I don't think he's a bad coach. He's kind of the Bill O'Brien of college football. He's probably going to win 7 or 8 games every year. But that's not good enough at USC.
No.
And, boy, you have a class like that. And, of course, he was. His response to it was basically that, "Oh no, we got some good players." It's like, yeah, Bowling Green. That's all. Right. That's all you have to say. Bowling Green. Anyway, I thought you might have some fun with that. And then I have some Raiders news. This This headline won't shock you. Derek Carr, John Gruden appear to have a significant disconnect. Is that kind of a no bleep?
Yeah, I would say so. This is what it always is with John Gruden. Historically, throughout his career, he loves quarterbacks until they're playing for him, and he will. I mean, he will always blame the quarterback for whatever problems are happening, and it's an easy scapegoat for him. It has been in the past. I've told this story before that Chris Sims told me. John Gruden said every day he would say, "I'm tired of having a left-handed quarterback. He's ruining. I've got to flip all my plays around to make up for this dummy being left-handed." Like, what was he supposed to? You knew he was left-handed the whole time. But he is a guy who will always point the finger at his quarterback. And, you know, sometimes it's fair, sometimes it's not. But at some point, I think Gruden probably needs to take a look at himself, because this is a guy who's supposed to be some sort of a QB wizard.
Well, what do we? It's kind of like O'Brien coaching Brady. What do we base that on? Rich Gannon for a couple of years?
Right.
That's basically it, right?
Yeah.
And Rich Gannon did pretty well the next year when he wasn't there.
Yeah, did all right.
Did Brad Johnson help him win Trent Dilfer? No, Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson, yeah.
That wasn't his best year. His best years were in Minnesota. No,
Brad Johnson was just there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've never been a big Gruden guy.
I say if Derek Carr has a way to get out of there, I think he should do it. If the disconnect could be, because obviously Gruden's not going anywhere. He's entrenched. The money that they paid that guy and the years that they gave him is so crazy. There's nowhere for him to go. So if Derek Carr sees an opening that he could be traded, released, anything, he should do it. Because Derek Carr still has a career ahead of him, I think. I think Derek Carr is still one of the 20, 25 best quarterbacks in the league. I think that he could go somewhere.
I think he's top 20. If you put him on the Bears right now, I think they're a better football team.
Oh, without question. Yeah, so you take a guy like him and put him in a better situation. Yeah, I think that he could. I don't know that I would say he could thrive, but I think that he could have. He could still make a career out of this thing. And if he stays in Oakland, he's going to end up just like his brother, and it's going to pile up and pile up till the point that any usefulness you could have had out of that guy is out of him.
And man, he was on a really good trajectory before he got hurt. He was having an MVP caliber season. He got hurt. Then for the next couple of years, you could tell the injury was still bothering him. I think he's healthy now. I just don't think
he's just got a Gruden on him now.
Yeah, and I think having a Gruden is worse than having a back problem.
Might be.
So, well, you know what he can do as soon as the offseason's here? He can go and drink some Whitmire's and he'll feel better about life. As a matter of fact, I had a little of that rye bourbon blend last night. And that's their new signature drink. It's available all over the city. It's at your Specs, your Fiestas, all your liquor stores. And they got the Space City Vodkas everywhere. Whatever you want, they've got it. And the best thing about it is you can go out to the distillery and try them all right there. They've got a great bar set up. You can go in. You can get mixed drinks with all their products. You can buy a bottle and take it home with you. And if you want to get a group together, you can go do a barrel pick. They'll bottle it for you right there after you pick which one you want. We did that when we did the show out there. And I'd love to go do that again because that was awesome. They have tours every weekend, which are fantastic. And you can go visit them at 16711 Hollister Street in Houston. Or you can go to Whitmire's.com to book your tour to find out how you can get in on that barrel pick with your group. And you can also see all the great products that they have for you. They're available all over the city in liquor stores. But go check out the distillery. That's the place to be. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery, Whitmire's.com.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I have one more little sportsy thing for you.
Okay.
And when you first hear this, you're going to say, no chance in hell. There is a scenario. It's good news for Cleveland Brown fan. There's an actual scenario where the Browns can still make the playoffs.
Is there really?
Yes. I'll tell you what has to happen, and you can tell me how likely or unlikely these things are.
0%.
Okay, well, week 16, the Colts have to beat the Panthers.
Okay.
The Saints have to beat the Titans.
Okay.
Those two believable so far. The Jets have to beat the Steelers.
Can see that.
Not impossible. And the Browns have to beat the Ravens.
Well, that's just this week.
That's week. Okay. Yeah. That all those things things have to happen this
mind
week.
Mind you, the Browns beat the Ravens.
They did.
By double digits.
Was a little better defense now than what they had at the time. Yeah. They've added some players there. So
that was at Baltimore.
It was. And the Ravens need this game so they can take next week off, basically. So those are the four things that have to happen. So, of course, obviously the Browns have to win both their games, and one of them is against the Ravens. So we go to week 17. Let's say those four things happen. The Browns beat the Bengals. That's doable.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens beat the Steelers, which if they lose to the Browns, they're probably going to have to need to win that game.
Yep.
The Texans beat the Titans. And the Colts beat the Jaguars, because the Colts have to be involved somehow in a tie.
Yeah. Boy, that's a lot of stuff that has to happen.
But, it is. I would say it's like less than 4%.
Yeah.
But it's still possible.
Technically, yes.
Somebody went and did all that research just to give Browns fan hope. It would be hilarious if all four things happened this week and then next week it got down to one of them and like the Colts lost or something.
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I want to remind you about the Christmas party tomorrow. Starts at Fine's Fine Jewelry at 7 a.m. And then it moves over to Nick's Place at 11 and goes with Charlie at 11 to 1. Usual Suspects 1 to 4, us 4 to 7. And that thing is always a blast. So if you're looking for some fun to have, I'll be getting out to Nick's Place, you know, sometime during the Suspects, probably pretty early just because I want to say hello to everybody that I haven't seen out there in a while.
I will probably make an appearance at Klein's Jewelers.
Cool.
And then I'll come here and try to get some work done, and then I'll be headed over to Nick's probably during the Suspects.
Somebody sent me a tweet, said there's a rumor going around Tom Brady may end up as a Raider for a 1 or 2 year deal. You know what? Tom Brady, I never thought I would say this. Tom Brady, not an upgrade over Derek Carr right now.
Not this version of Tom Brady.
And you put him with.
And if you think he's complaining about the weapons he's got now, I got news for you.
Yeah, and plus, Belichick greater than Gruden.
Yes.
And boy, if you put the...
They're both Super Bowl champions, so...
Yeah, how many more does Belichick have than
Gruden? Oh, well, how many Monday Night Football seasons does Bill Belichick have?
Okay, so that... Which is greater?
It evens out.
Okay.
It's a tie.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. One more sportsy thing, because people asking me about this UH thing. So in the end, they had three games that they had to forfeit from 2018. So instead of being 8-5, they finished 5-8. I'm hoping that one of those games was that Army game in the bowl, so it would be 1-0 instead of 73 to whatever it was.
I don't think I don't think that happened.
Oh, darn.
Because then they only had forfeit losses.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Forfeit
wins. I wanted them to have that score taken.
I want to remember that forever.
But yeah, so they're 5-8 instead of 8-5. And
I mean, what I will say is, had they been 5-7 from the beginning, they never would have had to play Army in that bowl
game.
That's true. Could have saved some face.
Maybe so. You can take that one off that because you wouldn't have been
bowl eligible.
Yeah,
just wipe them off. You're no longer bowl eligible.
Didn't happen. Yeah, and it'll just say Army 73, opponent 7.
Yeah.
Or 14 or whatever. I don't even remember what the score was. I just know it was bad. But yeah, apparently there was a tutor who got paid a whopping $200 to write papers. That's
$200. That cost them three wins.
It cost them three wins, but you can't. You
know,
you can't.
What players do it? Does it say?
We don't know what players. Mm. But
it better have been Ed Oliver.
I don't think it was Ed Oliver.
Like, it's got to be somebody who's worth it.
I don't think Ed Oliver played three games.
That's true. If I mean, who the hell? Who on that year's team was worth writing papers for? Like, you weren't going to. You didn't have a chance without this player.
Yeah. Well, shout out to a friend of the show. He's been on before, John Long, who is he's the appliance attorney, compliance attorney for, and he handled the UH case. Mm-hmm. So they got off light. So he did a good job. Well, that's my man. Yeah, we've had him on before to talk about NCAA stuff. So, although now that he's out, he can't really talk about this one for obvious reasons. But you know, he won. 713-780 ESPN. Okay, that's all the sports I got.
Okay.
I mean, I've got more, but
that's all the pressing topics.
Yeah, that's it.
Well. You want to just call the show now?
I don't know. I think we have to go ahead and do it. It's only 25 minutes in. We got a great giveaway today for the people. For the is this part of 12 Days of Christmas, or is this just a giveaway?
It's just a giveaway. I think 12 Days of Christmas expired yesterday.
Ah, that was really good. We had a bunch of good stuff. But in the 5 o'clock hour, it says 6 o'clock on here. So I guess in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away Shinedown tickets.
All right. Yeah,
you might get to sit next to me because I'm going. That's going to be a fun day because that's Derby Day. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be completely trashed, go home, sleep it off, and then go to the concert, get completely trashed again.
Okay.
It's a good plan, right?
When is that?
May 2nd. Mm.
You'll probably have had to fly back from Vegas, too.
Oh, yeah. Probably so. Although, wouldn't it the Vegas fight be the next week?
It might be the next week, then.
Hope so. But, did you see we were talking about the Rise of Skywalker yesterday, that fans are not happy with the negative reviews? So the Rotten Tomatoes score is around 56%. And it says,
what is the Rotten Tomatoes score historically on those movies?
Well, the lowest one was The Phantom Menace, and it was 53%.
Oh.
So it's in Phantom Menace territory. And some fans are not taking it very well, and they're all trying to beat up J.J. Abrams on Twitter.
I mean, he's not the one who reviewed it.
He's the guy who directed it.
That's what I'm saying. Are they mad at the reviews, or are they mad because
I think they're mad
it
because,
sucks.
It says, I don't know why people thought it would be good. You know, it's just nostalgia, right? And, of course, then people are making fun of the people who are mad. Uh-huh. Thinking about a guy who was mad online about Star Wars.
Oh. Maybe take your Star Wars a little less seriously, guys.
But that's life, though, right? We have to take everything seriously.
We don't.
I don't know about you, but when I stopped to grab a Gatorade on the way in, and they had a newspaper on the rack there, and you know what the headline said?
President impeached?
It said, "A country divided."
Oh.
So I didn't know we were divided.
Breaking news.
Any more than we always are, right? Mm. So... Yeah, so I think if we're divided, I have to be on one side and you have to be on the other.
Okay.
So
I'll let you know after I watch the movie which side I'm on.
Okay.
And you'll take the other side.
Right. We're divided over Star Wars, not Donald Trump.
Oh, which side do you want on that?
I'll take the president's side.
Okay. I'll take the side labeled other.
Oh, man. It's so funny the Twitter garbage about this whole thing, and it's like it's oh well.
Is it true that you got your hair replaced by the same guy that did Trump's?
He did not do Trump's, but he's done some famous people.
Okay,
I did John Granato's,
very famous,
and John didn't need as much done as I did. I had to get a bunch done. I don't know if you have had a chance to look at it. I tweeted it out the other day. You can go find it on my timeline. Well, I retweeted. Dr. Linville did the he sent out the before and after photos. And it's not after yet. I mean, I'm still a couple months away from where it's going to be. But, man, it made such a difference that I didn't realize how little hair I had left before I went in there. And I was at the point where I was going to do something. I was just going to shave it all off or I was going to get something done, and every procedure that I looked at just didn't make sense. Hair plugs, stuff like that. It wasn't for me. But then I met with Dr. Linville, and I mean, it's life-changing. It's your own hair. All he does is take hair off the back of your head where it always grows, and he uses the NeoGraft procedure to put it to where you're thinning. So he took a whole bunch of hair, like 2,400 hairs off the back of my head, and put them on top of my head and redrew my hairline. And it makes a huge difference. Go to 975hair.com, book your consultation, and find out if it'll work for you. Believe me, once you spend a few minutes with him, you're going to love it. And guess what? He had it done himself. So 975hair.com. Go see my man, Dr. Linville. Get your hair back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. The Rockstar says, Fred going mostly vegan but getting trashed all day for horse racing in Shinedown. It's all about that balance. Love it. Yeah, well, I'm not going. I mean, I'm still going to do stuff like steak night once a week and one other day have some kind of meat, but I'm just trying to get some of that stuff out of my diet. That's all. And, yeah, I'm going to have to take a couple of months off from drinking this year. But that's the plan. We'll see how it goes. I'm not. Yeah, the meat would be easier for me than alcohol, I think.
Man, I don't know how long I could go without eating meat.
Well, but I'm not going to go. It's not going to be like the non-drinking thing where I'm going to go a month and then go back. It's going to be like once a week.
Yeah, it's so not it's, cold it's, turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, and maybe twice a week. It's just, you know, I'm talk to a nutritionist. I'm trying to get a better diet since I'm an old and I'd like,
what
I'd
you,
like
are, to I mean, make are you it gonna one eat, more year. Are you going to eat fish? Or just vegetables.
Well, it's not going to be just vegetables. I mean, it'll be stuff like tofu and things like that.
I mean, that's a vegetable, basically. Yeah,
true. But, I mean, fish will probably be one of the meats that I rotate in.
But you won't eat fish regularly.
I don't eat that much fish as it is. And part of it is growing up on the coast. If I can't get it fresh, I can't eat fish.
Okay.
The same thing with shrimp. Like if your shrimp's been frozen for a week and I take one bite out of it, it's gross to me. Which is why usually I only get seafood when I go down to Galveston. But you were winding up for that one.
Like most people I know who, especially people who are vegan, vegetarian for morality reasons.
Yeah, I'm not that.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not moral.
Those people will often still be pescatarian. Like they'll eat fish and shrimp and things like that.
Yeah, well, I will still eat those if they're in.
Because like fish
don't fit into what he's giving me to do.
Apparently fish don't have feelings.
Well, you know, I don't think that's true. I think fish do have feelings.
Okay.
Just because they look different than us. Aquaman had feelings.
He is a made-up character.
How do you know? How do we know that all these guys aren't based on?
Don't you think you would have seen him by now?
I don't know. Maybe he's hiding. There is that whole Lost City of Atlantis thing down there. Maybe they're all
you
just
ever
hiding.
Seen that?
I haven't.
Me neither.
But nobody saw him before Steppenwolf came either in the Justice League movie. So until we have a danger like that, we may not know. He may not come out. That movie was so bad, by the way. And I still watch it whenever it's on. I don't know what it is. I can watch those. I can watch any superhero movie pretty much any time it's on, even the bad ones.
I always forget that the bad guy in that movie is named Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Did that exist before the band?
Well, yes and no.
Because
historically in the movie, yes.
But in the comic books,
in the, I don't
was
know
the
about
band
the comic
I mean, Steppenwolf,
the band, like, the band had to be first because they were in the
late 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
so you're naming,
I feel like
it after
Steppenwolf should sue those guys because that's like,
well, he should sue them because it was an awful villain.
Yeah.
If you're going to put your name on something, if you're going to call something a Fred, I want it to be badass.
Of course, I think Steppenwolf is one of those bands that they've had like 800 members.
Well, and 700
so
like, of them are dead.
It'd basically be like a class action lawsuit.
But 700 of them are dead by now.
Yeah.
So that'll narrow it down a little bit.
Man. Yeah, I think it's like, I don't know if any of them play anymore or if any of them are even alive anymore, but they had some pretty big hits.
Well, Born to Be Wild was them.
Magic Carpet Ride.
Yeah.
Maybe their biggest song.
I think Born to Be Wild was probably bigger.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Rock Me.
Yeah. It's a pretty big hits. It's a pretty big fall off after those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Rob says, watching Ancient Aliens has really changed your mind about things, hasn't it? I don't actually buy into that stuff. I just find it fascinating how they can... It's the old argument where if you accept my premise, then everything I say after that is believable. They do that so much. Where it's like, if this happened, imagine if this happened. And once you do, everything that comes after that is completely believable. It's my favorite tactic. So if I say Bill O'Brien is a Super Bowl caliber coach and you buy that, then everything else I say is going to back it up.
All right.
Now, I think he's an AFC South caliber coach. That's a lot easier to back up. Yeah, I think I'm just going to embrace... I think I've decided to embrace this Texans team for what they are. I want to see another AFC South banner. I'm going to get me an AFC South champion t-shirt and celebrate with them.
And you're going to feel good about it.
Yeah, because I know that's as far as they're going to go.
That seems fair.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's just embrace mediocrity. Let's just accept it. That's what they are. Why are we forcing things and getting upset? So, yeah.
Yes, I'm looking at Steppenwolf. They broke up like 5 times.
All those bands always broke up. Apparently, they got their name from a novel by Hermann Hesse from the 1920s. It just texted.
Okay, so I guess what DC could say, they got their name from the same...
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, if anybody's going to sue, it's going to be the dead guy from the 20s.
Right.
So, well, he says, you can't watch Shape of Water and not think fish have feelings, damn it.
I never watched that
I
movie.
Never did.
It looked so stupid.
It did. And you know, as somebody who is into weird stuff, like mermaids and aliens, a fish dude and a chick did not appeal to me at all.
No. And I feel like that Guillermo del Toro is like he's a real talent. But... I'm just not interested in that. You lose me there.
Yeah. I just, the whole thing kind of grossed me out, to be honest. And everything I read about it, it was, I can't believe that movie got such a great.
That people loved it.
Yeah. But, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I've been a Saints fan all my life, and this Texans teams remind me of the Jim Mora football Saints. Well, that's two.
I chugged a Red Bull.
Ah, well, that explains
it. And I'm going to drink another one before this show's over. I got to stay up a little. I got to do I got to record the podcast tonight.
Oh, yeah, with Brad on college basketball. By the way, we're not going to have Brad today, but he's done a podcast on every bowl game.
Yes.
So just go to pregame.com. You can find it.
Just look on your wherever you get your podcast from. It's under the RJ Bell's Dream Podcast. The college podcast this week is I want to say it's him and
Ken Thompson.
And okay.
And then Fezzik makes a brief appearance.
Okay. Basically, they went through every single bowl game. So I don't know how long. He spent on each bowl game, but he did tell me that he was basically doing the entire podcast on every bowl game. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
and We have some really smart listeners, or at least they can Google well. Steppenwolf, the band, formed in 67. The DC villain was introduced in 72.
Okay.
So.
I'm suing. If the Steppenwolf, the DC character, should ride a magic carpet.
Yeah, he should.
That would have made it more interesting.
And he was born to be wild.
Yeah. Which one's got more Pandora plays or whatever?
According to Spotify, you got Born to Be Wild at 193 million.
Okay.
Magic Carpet Ride at 99 million.
Yeah, Fred was right.
And then, if we're going by Spotify numbers, the third most popular is The Pusher at 21 million.
Okay, because we don't only play the hits here. We're really hip. Let's play The Pusher going into this break.
Wait. Let's go find number 5 on the list.
No. We don't want to be too obscure.
That's not.
That'd be like.
You're telling me they don't have 5 hits?
That'd be like Raheel. Raheel would play the 5th biggest hit. We play the 3rd biggest
hit. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. You guys, I have to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. And by the way, if you've got a legal question, I think Dave will be out at the party at some point tomorrow. He's always happy to answer them. And the best thing about Dave, if you got a legal question, just call him. He'll answer it for you. If he can't help you, he'll put you with somebody who can. If you don't have a case, he'll flat out tell you. And if you do, and he takes your case, well, guess what? He is a bulldog. He helps blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents. He's done stuff for me. He's done stuff for AJ. And if you have hospital negligence, any of that, Lawyer Dave is going to take care of you. He doesn't charge at all for the consultations. He doesn't get paid until you win. And if you need medical attention, well, none of that money comes out of your pocket. You know, he doesn't take a dime until he wins the case. He's based here in Houston, but he practices all over the state. And he's got a lot of cases over in Beaumont and Port Arthur and the Golden Triangle area. He's also got them all over Houston. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. Or go to LawyerDave.com, and if you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter, and I will put you in touch with him. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
The Pusher. God damn.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. So we did play that song, and there was a word in there you're not supposed to use on air,
whoops.
Aaron. I guess
come on, Aaron.
That's on us.
Who told you to play that? Give me a break.
I thought you told him to play.
That wasn't me. That was you.
No, I said go to the number 5 song, but no. No, you had to have number 3.
Oh, well.
If anybody was offended, they can take it up with my program director. I think he has office hours always. So.
Yeah.
Always?
I wouldn't bother.
Yeah, it's kind of his idea. So, all right. You got any more sports you want to do?
No, I did have this. I told you about it, I think, last week, and we never got to it, but this ASMR.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about this.
How much of this have you know, do you have any of this that you could pull up, Aaron?
Give me a little bit of time to find a couple of good ones.
There's some
make sure they don't say GD.
I don't know. I'm not so familiar with this. But last week, a buddy of mine sent me this via direct message and was like, have you talked about this on your show? And I'd never even heard of it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it until you brought it up to me.
Well, I'm not an innovator because some of these go back to last year, apparently, like when this really first became a thing. But it's essentially people whispering on the internet, and I don't know if it's meant to be sexual. I don't know if it's meant to, like, a lot of people are saying it's meant to relax people, but I got into a wormhole of it on the internet last week, and it's really weird. And I'm not sure. It makes me kind of uncomfortable. So I'm hoping that Aaron can find some that we can play here.
So it's not just whispering. It's any kind of weird sound, like crumpling of paper. Some people just rub the microphone and just the light sound of something scratching against the microphone. There's all kinds of, yeah. It's like somebody will...
That people really want to hear that?
Oh, yeah. I've known about this stuff for like a year now.
You've known about it?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me about it?
Yeah. Because I wasn't working here when I found out about it.
Oh. You could have brought that with you. Well, you've worked here for a while.
Yeah. Because some... Like, there are plenty of women, especially on the internet, who are getting a lot of YouTube hits and getting money for this stuff.
Oh. Well, I want to play some of this. I want to... And some of her are just like, there's one called Weird Tongue Sounds for Extreme Tingles. It's a 20-minute YouTube video. But you're right. It's almost exclusively women doing it. So, of course, there's dudes who are creepers.
Yeah.
And we're into that kind of stuff.
Well, when you say we, you mean the collective men kind of
men
thing.
In general. Not,
I got to say, this probably does nothing for me, but I haven't heard it. You know, maybe. Yeah, I like to have broad horizons. I mean, but that doesn't do it for me. I can tell you that.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just go with this. We'll go. I've got a couple that I'm going to send you during the break that we can play. And some of these are, I guess there's just subcultures of it, but it's all very, very weird to me.
Somebody says, it's meant to be intimate for the listener. I don't care for it, but people get off on it. Well, there's a lot of things that people get off on that some people might find weird.
Yeah.
Like bald Natalie Portman. Some people might find that weird.
Yeah.
I get that. Hot blue alien chick. Yeah.
There's one of a person eating Tim Hortons donuts.
Okay. If you don't go to Tim Hortons for the donuts, okay? You go to Tim Hortons for the coffee. That's it.
No, you go for the coffee. Other people go for the donuts.
No, they shouldn't. There's basically like an unwritten rule about Tim Hortons in Canada. If you're going to get food, you go inside so that you don't hold up the line because the drive-through lines are always so long and they like them to move fast. So you're a turd, apparently, if you order food at the drive-through line, which I found out the hard way. When one of the times I went to get some coffee and I got a little sandwich and the lady behind the glass told me, "Well, sir, you know, we usually don't let people order food here. If they do it, they don't know how to order their Tim Hortons." Like, thank you for shaming me.
There's one where an Irish man role plays as a boyfriend. So basically, you're supposed to pretend to be the girl, and when you hear him talking to you as your boyfriend, and I'm going to have to send you the links to these, Aaron. We've got to play them for it to be
people
for it to come across.
I do the food one. I'm getting all kinds of suggestions for them. So
okay,
well, yeah, my computer is locking up, so I'm trying to get. I've got like four different options. I'm trying to get.
Okay, I'm going to email you the links of the ones that I think are interesting.
And so we'll do that at 5 o'clock.
Okay,
we'll listen to some of these and then we'll see what it's really about. Because I'm
we'll see if it turns
too.
You on. I think it might.
You think?
Yeah, you're always turned on.
Not really. Somebody says, great, now I'm turned on and I'm about to pick up kids from daycare. Thank you. That's not good. Says, thanks, AJ. Appreciate it.
Wait, what did I do?
For said he or she is turned on now.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll do our best to turn you off here before we get to 5 o'clock, and then we'll come back to this. Do you see this thing that Lamont sent?
No.
That... Yeah, that woman got killed by a wild hog. And apparently this has gotten to be a real problem now all over the place with these wild hogs. They're letting people go out and whack them.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, you might be into that.
I mean, I would like to eat one.
Well, I definitely have. I think there's a couple on our land that I've seen already. So they will be shot once we get someone out there. No question. Somebody actually wants to weigh in on your ASMR. Jonathan, you're on the Blitz. Go. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going sports. What's up?
I wanted to see if you guys have heard anything about the YouTube channel Kate Yup, the really popular ASMR / like mukbang channel. That's where they like one single person will eat a ridiculous amount of food like on camera. But there's a lot of weirdness with it where she's like blindfolded and she has a lot of signs of like malnutrition. She's got like bruises and she even loses her teeth in one of the videos. But I don't know if you guys have heard about that and that whole conspiracy thing.
No, I'm afraid I've not.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. I don't know if our society is really falling apart.
Well, Lenny brings up a good point, and maybe this is something you should consider. Make a YouTube video of your belching. If people are going to listen to some of this stuff, you probably make a fortune.
There is the potential for that. I might work on that.
Well, there you go. So one of the local TV stations did a piece on a local lady who went from homeless to hero. She eats on the internet.
What?
Who wants to watch people eat? Okay, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to give it a chance. Somebody says, you guys are kink shaming. I'm triggered. Oh, man. I love finding out about things like this because, you know, it's not something I would go seeking. Like, when I go to YouTube, I want to see videos of, like, animals fighting or somebody getting hurt. You know, like the why you don't juggle bowling balls. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, basically bloopers, things like that. I don't really go to it for weird things like that, but
we don't. Listen, you can't say it's weird. Don't knock it till you try it.
Mm.
Right?
No, I'm not. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying it's weird yet because I haven't experienced it.
Okay.
And once I experience it, then I'll have an opinion.
All right. What do we have here, Aaron? Pajamagram.
You know, it's funny. Somebody on the text line was asking, hey, I got to get something for the old ball and chain. Do you guys have any suggestions?
Yes. My suggestion is Pajamagram. If you like pajamas, Pajamagram's the best store for you. Okay, I can't do the whole commercial like that. Pajamagram.com. Listen, let's go with a win-win this year. Something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. How about the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram.com? It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, and head-to-toe warmth will have her cozying up to you in no time, guys. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which is amazing because you don't have to wrap anything. And if you're anything like me, wrapping presents is basically the hardest part of Christmas. And they're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas guaranteed, so you're risking nothing. And how about this? They're celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy right now. For a limited time, you can save $10 on adult-size Hoodie Footies with the code SAVE10 at checkout. So go to Pajamagram.com. Use the code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. When you're not around, when you throw that titter's higher, I get those goosebumps every time. Yeah, 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me?
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Right.